I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you so much for joining us, the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Greatly appreciate your patronage of the show. You know, today at 1 Eastern, it's a Conference USA showdown on the diamond. Two teams battling it out for an automatic bid to the NCAA Division I Baseball Championship. See who is going to be one step closer to Omaha. Omaha on CBS Sports Network. Can almost hear Peyton Manning doing it. Much better than I could. The NBA Finals is upon us. Golden State and Toronto, raise your hand if you had that before the season. Okay, the Golden State part, I might believe you. I'm not believing you on the Toronto part. I don't know who Sean Devaney picked from the Sport News, but I know that he is one of the brightest minds that we ever discuss NBA basketball with. So I ask you, Sean, how much of a believer were you in the Raptors before the season? And then when the playoffs began?
I would say that it changed quite a bit from October to April. I thought that they would have some trouble. I thought that, you know, with Kawhi Leonard coming over and all the problems he had last year, that some of that was going to seep into what they were trying to do with the new coach, you know, a guy who was a rookie coach and never coached before, with Nick Nurse. You know, it just seemed that that they were set up for having set their sights too high and having given up too quickly on DeMar DeRozan and Dwayne Casey. Over the course of the year, they certainly showed that was wrong. And I thought by the end of the play, but by the time the playoffs started, I did think that we'd wind up seeing Toronto in the NBA Finals. I do have that on record too, John. I can't prove it, so I actually did.
That's good,
write
though.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, they're a combination of the chemistry that they have, the different weapons, the different ways that they can that they can attack you. I thought Milwaukee was a little too much of a one-note team, and I think that wound up being proven true here in the Conference Finals. I think we saw that in the series.
Okay, when I look at what Toronto did this year, the fact that they fired a coach of the year, which is really just amazing in and of itself. So they fire a coach of the year candidate, you know, a guy who wins it, and then they go and make the bold move for Kawhi Leonard where they roll the dice and they know that he may not, you know, decide to stick with them. All of their, you know, moves have turned out right now. What do they need to do in the championship series? What's the one thing they need to do guaranteed in performance on the court that would guarantee it's going to be a long series? Not that they're going to win, but that it would be a long series.
Well, I think you know, if Kevin Durant is in civilian clothes, that would certainly help. But you know, as far as what they can do themselves, I think one of the real key guys here is Pascal Siakam, who was so great to start the playoffs. You know, averaged, I think it was 21 points in his first. I just did the stat. It was 21 points in his first 11 games. And after that, he has really tailed off. He has not shot the ball well. He has not shot the three-pointer well. He's been around 20-25% in their last seven games as a three-point shooter. You know, he is their number two option. I think if you look at Golden State, he's a tough matchup for them. You know, because you could put Iguodala on him, but Siakam is really too quick and too active, I think, for Iguodala. I think the same you could say about Draymond Green. I don't think that they have a good answer for Siakam. So I think he's a real key player here. But he's got to get his shot right. He's got to get his confidence back. I think that's going to be a real key for them.
Now, the interesting number was you were saying about Kevin Durant being out. Now, I don't know if it's just pure ignorance on my part or others, but the numbers are staggering about how much sort of better the team performs without Durant being in the lineup compared to without Curry. I saw the numbers, and our own Andrew Filipponi had them last week on his show. In the 52 games in the Durant-Curry era where Curry hasn't played, the Warriors are 26-26, And in the 31 games in the Durant career where Durant hasn't played, they're 30-1. They're 30-1. I mean, that number's staggering to me.
Yeah. I think when Durant is out there, they become more of a traditional team rather than the team that sort of changed the way we think about the NBA when they really came into their own 5 years ago. Durant is kind of a guy who you set up isolation plays for and you do sort of traditional post ups. You don't necessarily do the ball movement and 3-point shooting and all the things that made the Warriors unique. When they first broke through with the championship 5 years ago, this is a more traditional team, and obviously still a pretty good team, but they're also they're a more predictable team, and I think when you don't have Curry in there, then they become that much easier. You just got to try to make things difficult on Durant. It becomes sort of a standard. We've seen guys like this. Oklahoma City didn't win a championship with Kevin Durant, and part of the reason is because they were a more traditional team, and as talented as he is, it's a little easier to deal with than a guy who can pull up from 35 feet and you can play great defense and he can knock one down on you. A guy like Curry is just such a backbreaker. So I think that's part of the reason. I think that when they don't have Curry in there, they are just more of a regular team. When he's in there, he just changes that dynamic so much.
Will the NBA Finals see three games played in Golden State? Games 3, 4, and 6, as they've gone to back to that 2-2, 1-1-1. We're going to see three games.
Six.
Oh, I like that.
I do think so, yeah. Okay. I think the Warriors will win it in six. That was my pick. They're always making us make these predictions.
Oh, yeah.
I keep doing it, but they make us do it. I think Warriors in six. I think they can survive even if Durant doesn't play early on. I think some of the red flags for them are going to be, just how long Durant is out. As good as they've been without Curry without Curry. They want Durant in there. Especially in a playoff series, he makes things a lot easier on you. Part of that, that's going to be part of the issue. I think another part of the issue is if DeMarcus Cousins comes back, and will that be a positive or a negative? I think that's a real thing to consider. And then I think the other thing is that could be a red flag for the Warriors is their bench hasn't been that good as opposed to Toronto's bench, which, if Fred VanVleet keeps up what he's done the last three games, that could be a real issue for Golden State. So there's some red flags there, but I still think that talent-wise, the Warriors just have too much of an advantage and we'll wind up seeing probably Warriors in six.
All right, Sean, I'm going to ask you to make a couple more predictions going out the door because I know you hate making predictions, and I love making people make them. How about this? Who will be back with the Warriors next year? Will Boogie Cousins be a Warrior next year?
Yes.
Okay. Will Klay Thompson be a Warrior next year?
Absolutely, yes.
So that must mean that Kevin Durant's out the door.
No way. He's gone. Yeah,
he's gone.
I think he's – his agent or friend or Rich Kleinman said, well, he hasn't made up his mind. I believe that he hasn't made up his mind exactly what he's going to do, but I think he has it in his heart that he's not going to be back. It just all the signals are there.
Are you heading to the will you head to the NBA awards show out in LA?
I will not.
You will watch though, yeah. Right? Do you know that my podcast partner, Shaquille O'Neal, you may have heard of him? He will be hosting the awards that night, and he's letting me write some of his monologue.
Oh, God.
So I'm right. Oh, Sean, will you give me some support here? I'm writing. I'm going to supply him with a bunch of jokes, and then he can pick and choose which ones he wants to use. So if it crashes and burns, you have the inside story on how bad.
Exactly what happened, right? If you're out of a job and panhandling in the streets, I'll do the John Kincaid now.
There you go. What happened? There you go. Sean, thanks so much, man. Have a great NBA Finals. Talk to you soon.
Okay, appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.